Hello, pet lovers, and welcome to All My Children Wear Fur Coats. I'm your host, Peggy Hoyt. This show is brought to you by the law offices of Hoyt and Bryan, where we create estate plans for pets and their people, and Animal Care Trust USA, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to keeping loved pets in loving homes. Today, I want to welcome our special guest. Her name is Charlotte Briggs. She's from the Dog Gurus. And her official title is Business Growth and Development Guru. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Thank you, Peggy. I couldn't be more delighted to be here and chat with you today. This is exciting.
It is exciting. And so for people that never heard of the Dog Gurus, tell us a little bit about who they are and what they do.
Okay. Well, the Dog Gurus are actually an educational organization that provides direct animal care type of educational content, so hands-on how-tos, especially in like the dog daycare area, lots of body language and having dogs together off-leash and playing and that sort of thing. That's what they're most known for, but they have the whole breadth of educational content for helping folks in our industry staff learn about animal care all across the board. They also have just a very broad range of educational courses, programs, consulting, coaching programs for the actual business owners of doggy daycares, boarding facilities, grooming salons. It's all about the business aspects of running a successful pet care business. So that's what they provide.
That's incredible, because I think that far too often people get into a business arrangement because they think, oh, this will be something that'll be fun to do. And, you know, maybe they have an interest or a skill at it, but they don't realize till they get going in it that you have to wear so many different hats and really do need that good coach, if you will, to help you know what you don't know.
And that's something that we find across our industry is a lot of folks get into doing boarding and daycare and that because they have such a love and passion for the animals. And although they've got the business sense to build their business and get it started, there's a lot within the business operations and knowledge and building a business to a successful and profitable level that they may not know. And we have all of that in the programs that we offer.
I think that's great. I mean, I've been practicing law for 25 years now, and my law practice has been in existence for 20 years, but we still work with the business coach.
Yes. Yes.
Because we want to be the best we can be, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do. I mean, anyone who's invested that amount of time and effort and passion and lifeblood into starting a business and building that business wants it to be as successful as it can be in both in our industry, the care of the animals, but also in being a successful business. And one of the things about the Dog Gurus is that we have programs that are really kind of tailored toward where you are in business. We've got three like signature programs. One is called Launch Formula, and it's a program that covers all of the aspects of getting into a pet care business at the early stages. Everything from what should you consider to how do you get through planning and zoning and what's a good business plan and let's do projections and what's the financials supposed to look like too. Boy, you're going to have to hire staff at some point. So what process will you use? Let us help you develop a good process so that you can find good quality staff and then all of that. So that program is really directed for newly about the startup businesses. And then we have a program that's called Growth Intensive. And this one is really directed toward folks who are already in the business and they're doing okay, but maybe they have areas of challenge. They have high staff turnover. Maybe they have a lot of incidents of maybe a dog bite or scratch or whatever to another dog. Or maybe their marketing just isn't good because that's not their bailiwick. They really don't know how to do marketing well. So that program called Growth Intensive covers all of the major categories, providing, again, information, courses, resources, coaching, lunch and learn programs for business owners or their managers to help them get through whatever segment of their business that they're already owning and operating they may be challenged with. It's an excellent program. And then we actually have a third program. It's called Profit Network. And this is really for people who have been in business, they're successful with their business, but maybe they've stalled. Maybe they're getting ready to, plan their exit 5 years or 10 years down the road. And it's all about helping them identify where their areas of need might be that will help them reach their ultimate end goals. It's really exciting to be a part of all of this.
Well, that is exciting. And you certainly come from a background of working in the industry. Tell us a little bit about your background and kind of your journey and how you got to the Dog Gurus.
Well, I actually came out of corporate America in my early life, but I designed, built, and owned and operated my own pet care facility from like 1998 to 2014, about 15 years. And it was a boarding facility with all of the add-on services of limited daycare, grooming, training, and that sort of thing, and extremely successful. It was kind of unique in that it was an all-green, natural, and holistic pet care facility. It was extremely successful. It needed to expand, and I was tired. So I actually put the business up for sale because it needed someone who had that new, fresh enthusiasm to invest not only financial resources, but passion into it. So I sold my business very successfully at the end of 2014. And after I sold my business, I then went to work with Carmen Rustenbeck, founder of the International Boarding and Pet Services Association, as her chief operating officer. And I spent 4 years with Carmen working with her in getting kind of the association up and off of the ground and getting its processes started and some substance to it, if you would, and loved working with her with that. And again, got to a point there where she was solid. The association was on good feet. On solid ground, and decided to make another change for my own personal life reasons. And so I left IBPSA, and after I left IBPSA, Robin and Susan, the co-founders of the Dog Gurus, reached out to me and said, "What do you think? We need a business growth and development guru. Would you come to work for us over here?" So I've been with them for about a year, maybe a year and a half now, working with the Dog Gurus in both a business development type of a role for them, but also as a direct one-on-one coach for some of the folks that are working with us here through the Dog Gurus programs that we have available, and loving every minute of it. It makes such a difference to be able to see improvements in animal care, as well as to see businesses become more not just successful in financial means, but more successful in how they operate and how their staff feel and how they feel about how well their business is doing in comparison to how they want it to do.
All of that is so exciting when you're a business owner. To realize your dream, but then to take it to that next level and, you know, really excel in your chosen field.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Robin and Susan's background, Robin Bennett and Susan Briggs.
Robin Bennett is the three of us are all from early adopters, if you would, or innovators within the industry. Robin Bennett very specifically was one of the first in our country, if you would, to build a full facility of dog training. A dog pet training, if you would. Robin came out of the military. That was her first part of her life. And then as a retired colonel in the Marines, had such a passion for dogs and that she actually built a training facility, which again, it grew, it expanded, it evolved into dog daycare as well as training, extremely successful. And at one point in her life, she said, other people need to know what I've had to learn the hard way through knocks and bumps and learning through experience and all of that sort of thing. And maybe that we can assist other people in becoming successful like this and help them avoid all of the things that you learn when you're one of the first to do that sort of thing. So she's a phenomenal person, a great personality, engaged, passionate about improving the lives of pets in our world. Susan Briggs was literally one of the first in our industry to open up a dog daycare. Literally, people didn't put non-family dogs together. We didn't do that in the boarding industry. And she was one of the first to open a dog daycare where dogs played together off leash who didn't know each other. And she was out of Houston, Texas. Her history had been, she came out of, she has a master's in accountancy. So she was a CPA type person, huge passion for animals. And so she got into the dog daycare business, literally started the first dog daycare facility, if you would. And again, over the years of owning and operating and learning through her experiences with this dog daycare, decided one day, wow, I've had to learn through experiences and the knocks and the bumps and the things that happen when you're one of the first to do something like this. People shouldn't have to re-experience what I've already experienced. As it was, Susan and Robin knew each other because you go to conferences and training programs and that sort of thing within the industry. And this all happened at about the same time for both of them in their lives. And they made the decision to put their knowledge and their resources together and to create this company called the Dog Gurus. And they've been there since.
Ever since. What a fabulous story that is. And it's just nice how, you know, people come together at the right place in the right time. And I, of course, have had the privilege of meeting Robin and Susan and you all through the Women in the Pet Industry organization.
Fabulous organization. Yes.
Well, I am so grateful for that organization because I have just made so many wonderful friends as a result of that, but definitely people who all have a passion in the world of pets. It doesn't matter whether it's dogs or cats or horses or ferrets. It's people who love pets and want to make a difference. And I'm so happy that it attracts just the right people.
Yes.
So I want our listeners to know that they can go to your website at thedoggurus.com and you can get all kinds of information there. You heard Charlotte mention a few moments ago the launch formula, and through that launch formula, they have all kinds of bonuses, things that you'll get by enrolling in this program, not the least of which is a pet business accounting system. And with Susan's background in accounting, you know it's going to be a good one.
And that it is. And she makes it simple. She didn't bring the CPA aspect of it into it. She makes it so that we can understand it as an owner operator of a facility and that it makes sense to us. It's awesome.
Well, and I can't resist asking this question, which is totally off topic, but I promise I'll come back around. I'm looking at Susan's picture on the website, and it's a picture of her with two beautiful dogs, and she's got a little one in her lap. And I don't know if you're familiar with that picture or not, but I'm curious to know what kind of dog that is.
It is his name is JJ. Susan is in Houston, so the Texans, and JJ Watts is a great football team member there. And so that pet is named after JJ Watts. His name is JJ. He is a Chihuahua, they think, Maltese something else mix.
Okay. And the reason I ask is I have a dog that looks very similar, and we just have no idea what that girl might be.
It's true. It's true. Well, so is Susan's dog. We have no idea, really. Other than the mother was a small piece, and there were siblings that looked very much like Chihuahuas. And so, yes.
That's funny, because I was told that my little Darla was a Chihuahua Pomeranian, but I'm going with maybe Chihuahua Jack Russell, maybe Papillon. Uh-huh. I don't, probably Jack Russell, because she can jump 6 feet straight up in the air.
That probably is true.
So our listeners probably didn't know that they were going to get a little bit of a dog DNA history here, but you know how people love to talk about their dogs. So I just think it's nice that both Robin and Susan have their pictures there with their dogs so that people can see, you know, one of the reasons why they go to work every day.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, they do. I hope we have a lot of people listening who are either new to this industry or maybe thinking about getting into the pet industry, because I just think there's such a huge opportunity. Do you have, and I'm putting you on the spot, so if you don't, that's quite all right, but do you have any kind of statistics, Charlotte, for like what's happening in the industry?
Yes, probably not current as of 2020 or so, but the last set of statistics that I looked up, the growth in the industry is just huge. I mean, overall, when you look at the whole industry, meaning food and retail and all that too, we're at about a $70 billion, and I'm talking billion with a B, dollar industry. As far as pet care services go, we have about 20% of that. So we're at about $12 to $14 billion industry. It's one of the reasons why the reasons the industry is growing so much is truly the affection and the humanization of pets and for our societies, actually around the world, who value their pets to such a level, there's just a demand for what we do. And it's part of the reason why there's been a broad expansion of our industry, which of pet boarding and daycare and those types, which really years ago, you know, 30, 40 years ago, started out as kind of hobbyists. People had a love of pets, and so they'd start a little business to take care of it. But it has truly become big corporate industry, if you would, when it comes to the pet care services. There are franchises, there are partnerships that exist, there's investment in by, angel investors and those types of folks into this industry because there's such a demand for it. There's also organizations, we reference them as kind of dot-coms, but like Rover.com type of organizations that have opened up, which is a actually kind of a membership program. People pay a percentage of people who want to be pet sitters, dog walkers, that sort of thing. And they can get listed on a massive database of available people who do pet sitting or dog walking and that. And so those things have taken off just hugely. And you can see because they've actually got lots of big corporate dollars behind them. So they're out there. But there's a demand for people looking for someone, and the demand is high, and our industry is not really keeping up with it. We're growing fast.
Well, and I think one of the nice things about what's happening in the industry is the level of professionalism that organizations like the Dog Gurus and other certification type programs are bringing to the table, so that when a pet parent does need to leave their loved pet in the hands of a non-family member or friend because they need to travel or business or daycare, that they have confidence in the quality of the services that they're engaging.
And I agree with you. I would recommend that anyone who's looking at a potential boarding or daycare facility or a pet sitter or a dog walker, that they ask that individual or that company what their certifications are, what credentials they have, just to ensure that they are getting what it is that they think that they're getting. It's so very important. We're talking about the life of a living, breathing, loving creature. And to make an assumption because someone is listed on the internet in a directory or whatever the case may be, that they are professional and have the credentials that you want for your pet is a big assumption. And so I encourage everyone to always just ask, are you certified? Where do you get your training? Where do you train your staff?
All important questions, because in many cases, we're inviting these people into our homes too.
Yes. Yes.
So very, very important because they have access to our homes and to, you know, things that are personal to us. So I'm a huge pet lover. I know my listeners know this about me, but I have 7 dogs and 3 horses and 2 cats. And I could not travel at all without people that I trust.
Yes.
So very, very important. I do want to tell our listeners that if any of this is intriguing to you at all, if you want to get into the industry, if you're in the industry and you're looking for help, if you go to the doggurus.com website, you can actually download All About Dog Daycare, a blueprint for success for new and existing dog daycare owners. Tell us a little bit about this book, Charlotte.
This book is so exciting, and I would also recommend for anyone actually considering coming into the industry, but anyone who's been in it for a while and they just kind of want to measure themselves to see if they are where they want to be, to take a look at this book as well. The book literally is all about dog daycare. It literally walks you through where to start if you're considering it, what business concepts you need to think about, what animal skills that you and your staff are going to need to do it. It touches on all the things like business plans and zoning and planning and all of the business elements that you need if you're beginning to start a dog daycare, if you would. And then it goes into specifics about facility layout, what's efficient, what works well for the animals and staff, what your personnel needs are. It goes into specifics of understanding canine behavior, meaning dog body language, and some of the basics that you need to know before you do start working with the dogs. It goes through everything, even like cleaning and sanitation procedures. You know, all of this is literally presented in a detailed fashion so that you walk away with examples or specifics if you want to copy the specifics and do it that way. That's why they can call it a blueprint. I mean, it's literally a blueprint of start here and go through all of these things. It works. And again, for the person who may not be new in the industry, but says, wow, I'm struggling with staff, or I'm struggling with maybe a number of incidents happening in our daycare, they can go back to this book and take a look to see if there's some core basics that maybe have slid away or they missed slightly as they started their businesses. Awesome. Literally is a blueprint.
Well, good. So I hope people will take advantage of that opportunity. They can also sign up for your blog so that they can get ongoing information. Other free resources that I see that are available on the site include they can download Off-Leash Dog Play, a complete guide to safety and fun. And anybody who's ever taken their dog to a dog park knows that when you put a group of dogs together, stuff can happen.
And that is true. Yes. Yes, that is it.
I took my little Darla dog that I mentioned earlier. I took her to training when she was a pup, and she has a fear of other dogs for some reason, even though she practically lives at a dog park with 7 dogs at my house, but she has a fear of dogs she doesn't know. And I took her to this class, and oh my gosh, she just cried her little head off the entire time. And it was so great though to see her. shine when it came to the actual training part, because we were able to do some agility type things, and she really, really loved the agility. She just didn't love hanging out with other dogs.
Yes. Oh, good for her. Yes.
So I think that's great that people can, we do want people to be safe when they have their dogs around other dogs, because if anybody's ever experienced any kind of a dog fight, that is never pretty or fun in any way, shape, or form.
No.
So when you first got into the business, what was it that that motivated you? You said you came out of the corporate world, but what drew you to getting into the business of boarding dogs?
I had always had a passion for animals. I always had a house full of anywhere from 5 to 7 dogs. In my corporate job, I traveled. I traveled about 80% of the time. So my pets literally spent most typically Monday till Friday at a boarding facility, a veterinary office, or wherever it was appropriate based on who I had at that point in time in the way of my pets. I had some bad experiences, and I kept saying to them, sometimes I'd pick them up and I wouldn't be happy with what their experience had been like. And I'd say to them in the car on the way home, you know what, guys, one of these days, I'm going to do one of these my way. And when I finally made the decision to leave corporate America, I said, what am I going to do now? I'm going to do what I've been telling my kids, my fur kids, I'm going to do what I've been telling them I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. And so I made the decision to do that. Now, I also personally live a kind of a green, natural life, you know, natural foods, organic foods, things like that. That was a personal, philosophical way of living my life. So I made the decision, those things that I am, I'm going to build. And so I did. I built an all-green, natural, holistic pet care facility in a place called Dripping Springs, Texas, which is just outside of Austin, Texas. So it was appropriate back in 1998 because Austin, Texas is like the birthplace of Whole Foods and that sort of thing. So they were green and holistic back then as well. But that's what moved me. Bad experiences and a desire to build a place like where I would want to leave my pets.
That's and awesome. Yeah, that is awesome. And I love the green aspect of it. And wow, you were way ahead of your time, because that's really kind of the thing today, isn't it?
It is. And back in that day, the banker said that to me too. This is too much capitalization. You can't do that, because I put in systems that made it healthy and all of that sort of thing. You're spending too much money. And it was like, no, no, no. Here's my projections. I promise you. And it was. It did beautifully well. Extremely successful.
Very happy to hear that. Yeah. So that's just encouragement for people to know that, you know, if you have a dream and you want to do it better, that you still can and be successful.
Yes.
So I am just so impressed with all of the information that's available on the website. I do want to talk about staff a little bit, because you mentioned it a few times, and of course, that's one of the biggest challenges whenever you're running a business. It's probably one of the biggest challenges I have in the law firm as well as Animal Care Trust USA, is finding and retaining the right people. So what are there a few little tips you might be able to give us real quickly, Charlotte?
There is. boy, I could say a whole lot, but I think the processes that you have in place to hire and then are important in identifying the most compatible, if you would, type of persons that you're looking for to fit. So here's the tips. To fit your culture, it's really important to know what your culture is. What I find sometimes is people don't realize that. They're filling an opening, but they're not really thinking about what the culture of my business is. So who am I really looking for? How do I engage them? Because if they're engaged, recognize them and motivate them to retain them. And then once you've got that person, you know what your culture is, you know who you're looking for, you bring a person in, you've got a better idea of how to engage them and motivate them and thus retain them. Some of the simple things that you want to do is certainly the recognition, the engagement of them in the business itself. And I'm not saying making business decisions with you, but being authentic and transparent and chatting with them about what your culture is, where you want to go, and that they are a part of making that happen. And so that they can feel just that little bit of ownership in where they're going and helping you take your business to. So that would be one thing, is the engagement and sharing authenticity with them. The other is recognition of their contribution. Certainly their performance and all of that's handled in performance reviews and feedback and coaching and the things that need to happen as people wave up and down in their performance in any position, but recognition of their contribution, what it means to the organization, and then recognizing who you're dealing with. Right now, a lot of folks are struggling with that millennial situation, and they're like, oh, there's a kind of a prejudgment as to who those folks are. I would say do some research on who millennials are. Identify what you think their needs are that you can meet in the way of engaging them and how you communicate with them. So by and large, it's engaging, it's recognition, it's certainly training and development of them. They've got to know how to do a good job. That's critical, and the development of them. And then communications, authenticity, communicating, and communicating at times in a way that they hear you. And again, I'm referring to millennials, if you would. Other things that folks are doing in our industry now and across the nation and other industries is they're meeting the technological needs. We have facility owners right now who are using apps to communicate schedules, team meetings, team comments. You have several play groups being played with different staff in each group, and someone has a question about a pet in this group and needs to ask a supervisor who's over in another group. They're doing it by app. We live in a technological world, and so that technology is coming in to our industry in a real-time, helpful, efficient manner.
That is excellent advice, and thank you for sharing all of that, because I know that a team can be a challenge, and I love the fact that you talked about culture, and I've personally just finished reading Simon Sinek's Start With Why, and I think that goes to the whole culture question, is if the owners know why they got into the business and they can communicate that to their team members, everybody does a whole lot better.
Yes. Yes.
So
as a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a call with Shauna with the Women in the Pet Industry on February 20th, where all we do is talk about staffing and these topics, the top key things.
Well, having a process is key, and having good process manuals and feedback and all of the things that you mentioned, all of those are just excellent advice. And so we thank you for sharing all of that with us. Anything you'd like to leave us with here today, Charlotte?
I think the only thing I would say, the one thing that drives my heart as I work in this industry is I think you just put it in better words, is to know your why. You know, it is, where am I? Am I where I want to be? Why am I here? And where do I really want to go? There's a whole lot of resources, and there's so much that we can do in our industry. And I just encourage folks to do some self-reflection. We seldom take enough time to really think about ourselves, because we stay engaged in our activities of running our businesses or training our staff and doing the things that we do. Take a few moments from time to time and think about yourself. And if you're in what you think you might need or what you might want, not need, but want in the industry, because it's out there.
I think that is absolutely true. And I, what I'm hearing you say is sometimes we have to stop working in our business and just work on our business.
Yes, that's the bottom line.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. Well, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. We've been talking with Charlotte Biggs. She is the business growth and development guru at the Dog Gurus. And if you are a person who loves dogs or loves animals of any kind and you want to get into a animal care business full time, definitely check out thedoggurus.com and all they have to offer. And Charlotte, thank you for the wealth of knowledge that you have brought to us today, and we're so happy to share with us. We appreciate you. Where can folks find you? Are you on all kinds of social media?
I am. Okay. Certainly at thedoggurus.com. I'm also Charlotte at thedoggurus.com as far as email goes. And then
Excellent.
There is Facebook and Twitter and all of that. Mm-hmm.
So you guys are everywhere. That's great. And thank you. And for those of you who joined us today, you've been listening to All My Children Wear Fur Coats. I'm your host, Peggy Hoyt, and my passion is pets. I call myself an attorney, an animal advocate, and a dog mom. And I just would love for you to reach out to us if you have any questions or comments, and we hope that you'll join us every week on All My Children Wear Fur Coats. And remember, folks, until there are none, please adopt one, and happy tails.